This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Game 2 of our Friday night doubleheader. My name is Gary Bolker alongside Dan Newkirk. We're going to bring you some more South Central Conference action, as it will be the Staunton Bulldogs playing host to the Piesaw Birds of Southwestern. Dan, a very interesting matchup, would you say?
It really is. Both teams 1-1, needing a win to kind of keep that playoff hope alive. Both have some talented running backs. Both have some size up front. And this is what I've been excited about this game all week, Gary.
It should be a dandy indeed, as you said. Both teams come in at 1-1. Staunton won the flip and they deferred. Southwestern will take the ball first. They will defend the north goal, so the Piesaw Birds will get the ball first, and they'll have quite a breeze behind them as the kickoff is a low line drive kick. Goes right past the receiver down to about the 13-yard line. It's going to be picked up there, and now the Piesaw Birds are going to bring it back to about the 20-yard line. Tracy Ertle, Tyson Ertle on the carry on the return for the Piesaw Birds, as we said, to get the ball out to the 20-yard line. And so it will be Dylan Grizzle at quarterback. He'll have Bobby Smith as his fullback, Paulie Garrett and Jared Dunnigan as the running backs behind him. They'll come out and show a double tight set as the snap comes into the pistol, and the whistle blows on the first play. That's the way we start tonight's game, Dan.
Looks like the center was just a little tardy snapping the ball, because if it wasn't that, the other four offensive linemen were all offsides at the same time. So
it's going to cost the Piesaw Birds 5 yards. They'll take the ball back to the 15-yard line. As we said, it's Grizzle, Smith, Garrett, and Dunnigan in the backfield, the wide receivers. Trevor Seats, the tight end, is Ryan Hanslow. Up front, Jack Barkley, Jacob Belito, Colin Albert, Kobe Williams, and Ethan Trim for the green and gold. A first and 15 now, as they'll hand the ball off to Smith, and he's not going to go too far, as he's going to be dropped for a loss. Tried to turn the corner, and the corner was not going to be turned there, as the Bulldogs did a good job of coming up quickly on that one. So that'll bring up a second and what will we say, about 17 on that?
Yes.
Loss of a couple on the play from the 13-yard line. Piesaw Birds going to try the passing game. A wide receiver out here was open, but it was overthrown looking for Jared Dunnigan. And the Grizzles pass is overthrown. That's going to bring up a third and 17. Well, you know, we talk about the advantages of deferring. And, of course, the Bulldogs look like right here, if they can get a stop, they would not only have the ball back, but they would have some good field position, even though they'll be going into the wind.
Yes, along with getting the ball back in the first half, I think definitely Staunton at an advantage early in this game.
So the Piesaw Birds with a third and long. They'll send Garrett out, and they'll have a running play. It'll go up short, as coming up on the tackle was Dunnigan, and the stop is made there by Rutherford. So it's going to be punt time for the Piesaw Birds, three and out to start things, and the Bulldogs will send back deep number 16, and that is Cody Castaldi. He's standing at about his own 40-yard line as the snap for the punt is low. He gets a foot into it, and it's partially blocked. Coming in there quickly and making block was Bobby Dees, but then it's picked up by the Piesaw Birds, and they are able to take the ball out over the 30, and they're going to pick up a first down on the play. So there you get the aggressive defense, and it ends up coming back to haunt you.
You got to love high school football. You absolutely got a lot of love high school football. Bobby Dees making a great play on the block. It just happened that sometimes the football takes a funny bounce, and it bounced right up to a bird who was able to take it out for the first down. So very fortunate for Pat Keith and his birds.
They'll move the ball out to about the 33-yard line, first and 10 for Piesaw, just underway here at Staunton. Man goes in motion. They'll give it off to that motion man as he'll come around. Try to get to the outside. Not going to get too far. That looked like Blake Funk, the freshman, on the carry. And he'll get the ball maybe a gain of one, perhaps two. Let's give him a yard, and let's call it second and nine.
Defense for Staunton did a really great job of stringing that play out and making Funk run more lateral than vertical at the field. Because when he first took the handoff, it looked like he was going to have a corner and be able to gain some yards. But Staunton defense with a lot of speed.
Birds are going to have another flag thrown on them. Going to be a procedure call again. And that's going to back them up inside the 30, back to the 29. It'll bring up a second and 14. Two quick penalties here in the early going on the Piesaw Birds. Once again, they keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, big line up front. You would think early in the game here with those guys fresh and ready to go, you got the big fullback, Bobby Smith, at 230 yards. Between the tackles would seem to be a real likely place to see the ball go.
In the pistol, Bobby Smith is the only guy in the backfield. As the Birds going to go to the air, got a receiver coming down over the middle, running that deep hook pattern back there. And it is incomplete. Who's the receiver there? To Sam Wolf. Birds with their white jerseys and their yellow numerals. Very difficult to see the numbers, to say the least. From the 29, it'll be a third and 14 for Southwestern. They will send Trevor Smith out here as the wide receiver. Now they'll run the draw to Smith. Smith just kind of burrowing his way across the 30-yard line. But he'll come up well short of the first down. Well, I said well short, as he's out to the 34, so it's going to be fourth and 10. So it should be punt time for the Piesaw Birds. Let's see if the Bulldogs can get the ball in their possession this time.
Cullen McBride did a great job of sniffing that screen out, making a tackle short, well short of the first down for just a short gain.
This time the punt is a high end-over-end kick. Castaldi comes down with it at the 32. He turns the corner and goes up the sideline near midfield. He's finally going to be brought out over there. Whoa, got a little bit of extra activity there. Boys will be boys, but that's going to cost somebody some important yardage. The Bulldogs were, Castaldi was brought down in Piesaw Bird territory at the 49. And I'm not sure, as the officials are looking back, whether the flag is going to be thrown against the Piesaw Birds or against the Bulldogs. Both of them had members, shall we say, involved in extracurricular.
Well, in the tackle, I think what the sideline for Staunton took exception to, the tackle was a little on the tardy side, maybe a little over the line. It wasn't terrible. And there's a flag up the sideline, which could indicate that. And Tyler Grenadier took offense to that and just kind of moved the tackler off of him. So it'd be interesting to see if these two offset.
Well, the one flag is all the way back here at about the 42-yard line.
And that would indicate perhaps a late tackle where he had that angle of that.
Or that the wind got hold of the flag.
And it is blowing a little bit.
Going to be an unsportsmanlike.
Yeah.
Yes. So there'll be offsetting penalties. And that's one of those kind of like kissing your sister.
Yeah.
A penalty each way. Negates each other, so the Bulldogs will get their first opportunity. And they're going to send three wide receivers over to the wide side, the far side of the field. They're heading north. And over here on the left side, there's two more wide receivers. Luke Severs is one of them. And I believe Kyle Favors, the other one over here. Castaldi, one of them over on the far side. Also over there, Drew Mullenix. And, of course, last time we saw Mullenix, he had quite a ball game in week one.
Yeah, against the Litchfield defense, Drew Mullenix pretty much did whatever he wanted to. Coach Keith has taken exception to something on the far sideline.
Didn't want to leave Tyler Grandadier out. He's the other wide receiver over there. So Grandadier is over there. Mullenix is over there. Over here we've got Severs and Castaldi. Empty backfield, so what do? We'll let the quarterback go for a run. Bianco bounces off the first tackler and falls forward for a gain of five to the Southwestern 45-yard line. Nice run there by the quarterback. He simply said, hey, move everybody out, spread out the defense, and I'll run behind that big offensive line.
Tyler Urkel came up from a safety position to fill the gap and make the tackle.
Now they'll have Mullenix in the backfield alongside of Bianco. And Mullenix is going to know he's not going to get the handoff. Bianco's going to fake to him. He'll keep it himself. He'll find some daylight to the outside. Turn the corner. He's streaking down the sideline. He's still going. Finally going to be knocked out of bounds, but not until he gets all the way down inside the 20-yard line and another flag flying high.
Things a little chippy early in the game, Gary.
Self-discipline is lacking on the field here in the early going. Well, the run went all the way down to the 15-yard line, so that's a 30-yard run for Bianco. And what made it so effective is you, me, and everybody else in the stadium thought that Mullenix would probably get the ball. Good fake, and then he scooted around right in. As a result, he has a 30-yard run. Are they going to tack things onto it? We'll see. Personal foul. After the play, it's dead ball. It's against the Piesaw Birds. So they'll mark the ball at the 15 and start walking closer to the goal line. Take it all the way down to about the 7-yard line. So it'll be a first and goal for the Staunton Bulldogs. First and goal, they're in the red zone, are those Bulldogs.
That's the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment. SeaversEquipment.com.
Mullenix has in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. He'll turn his legs. He pick up a couple of very tough yards there as the Piesaw Birds came up quickly. Looked like Hayden Trim was one of the first ones to come in there. They'll spot it at 7, give him one, call it second and goal from there. .745 and counting here in the first quarter. We're scoreless, but the Bulldogs, they're a knock, knock, knocking on the door. Bianco with Ray on one side, Mullenix on the other side. Two wide receivers over to the far side, one split in here. He'll toss it to, and it's caught by number 17, Luke Seavers. Seavers spins his way down inside the 5, down to about the, I'm going to call it about the 3-yard line. Let's give him a gain of 4. It'll be 3rd and goal from there. Those were hard yards, and I'll tell you what, Seavers did a good job of churning those legs to get something as he was hit right as he made the catch.
Yeah, really made a nice catch, too, and just about tore her loose to get in the end zone.
Bianco's going to hand the ball off. No, he's going to keep it himself. He's going to try to scoot to the outside. The Piesaw Birds won't catch him today as Bianco is in the end zone for a 3-yard touchdown. It comes at 7:18 here in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs draw first blood. Once again, utilizing that fake to Mullenix, as it was Bianco taking care of business himself. Griffin Bianco from 3 yards out. Point after attempt. Brent Kinder's kick is up. It's high. It's long. Nope. It's no good. And so, with 7:18 to go here in the first quarter, the Staunton Bulldogs have struck pay dirt first. They lead 6-0. We'll be back with the Bulldog kickoff after these messages on WSMI. With a clear sailing run to the corner of the end zone, basically untouched for the first touchdown of the night.
We all know Griffin Bianco's ability to throw the ball and spread it around, really showing his versatility there on the ground by having several really good running plays.
I'll tell you what, I am really impressed with the kickoff going into a pretty stiff wind, getting it all the way down to the 20-yard line. Piesaw Birds doing a good job of bringing it back. Who was that on the run back there? Did you catch it? Looked like it might have been Blake Funk again.
I believe so. Again, hard to read the yellow jerseys on the, or the yellow numbers on the white jerseys, but I think Blake Funk was on that return.
He's going to take it out to about the 38-yard line, so the Piesaw Birds trailing 6-0. They'll have the ball with decent field position on their own 38. Still 7:10 to go here in the first quarter. Two backs sitting behind Grizzle, and he'll hand the ball off to Jared Dunnigan. Dunnigan will get the ball out to about the 40-yard line.
Devin Ray making the tackle from a linebacker position. Really, you can't emphasize enough how fast this defense is that Staunton has. A lot of their skill positions are so good on offense are also making big plays on defense for them.
Give the Piesow Birds a couple of yards on that one. It'll bring up a second and eight from the 40. They'll go with a toss sweep to Smith. He's going to try to turn the corner. He'll elude the first tackler. He'll finally be driven out of bounds over here on the near sideline as Tony Dittmeyer did a good job of sealing him off and keeping from getting any more yardage, but I believe he's got enough for the first down as he'll be out on the 49-yard line. Piesow Birds, first and 10.
Yeah, Bobby Smith coming in. As I was getting ready for this game this week, thinking to see a lot of Bobby Smith up the middle. Was not expecting to see Bobby Smith at 5'8", 230 pounds, outrunning people to the edge, but not only a short, stout, hard runner, but he's got some speed, too.
Turn that corner that time. Well, the thing of it is, if you have only one guy out there to bring him down, it's difficult with that low center of gravity to be brought down like that. And as we said, a good stop there by Tony Dittmer as he simply got him to go out of bounds and pushed him out. Gain was enough for Piesow Bird first down. Now a little bit of confusion on the field, so the Piesow Birds will take a timeout. 6:03 to go here in the first quarter. Staunton 6, Southwestern nothing. Back after these messages on WSMI. You listen to the football game on the radio, but if you want to go onto the internet, you can go to WSMIradio.com. And, of course, Network One Sports will bring you the stream of the high school football game tonight and most every night on WSMI FM 106 and on WSMIradio.com. Join the Network One Sports family to listen to high school football. First and 10 for the Piesow Birds from the 49. Following the timeout, they will go with tight slot over on the far side. Hand the ball off, and he is going to be shut down quickly. Lucas Severs was the first guy to get over there. Slowed him up. He got some help from his friends over there, and it looked like Dave DeWeese was there, and I believe Drew Mullenix got in on the action as well. Back at the 45, a loss of four, going to bring up a second and 14.
Paula Garrett took the handoff and was just instantly met by some red resistance.
So the Piesow Birds now will set two wide receivers to each side. Grizzly's going to toss, and this time it will be completed up the middle. As who was the receiver on that one?
Jared Dunnigan.
Dunnigan with the reception.
Jared Dunnigan with the reception.
He's going to get the ball down to about the 44-yard line of Staunton. So that's going to bring up a third and three for the Piesow Birds. They trail here 6-0, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. They'll bring out that huge offensive line and have Bobby Smith as a single setback behind the quarterback, Dylan Grizzle. Man in motion, going to go back to the inside counter, and the Piesow Birds are going to stretch forward, and I think that time the wingback may have got the first down as Paulie Garrett was the carrier. Let's see where they spot the ball. And it's going to be close enough. Nope, they're going to say it's not close enough to measure. And Coach Keith over there on the far side, I think that he's in enough agreement.
He doesn't seem to really be arguing with it much, so. And the down marker is a good half a yard short of the first down, so. You know, with that offensive line and with big Bobby Smith in the backfield.
Well, the referee says, hey, you owe this much.
And Whitehead's not so sure.
Well, Pat says, hey, why don't we go ahead and be sure? Let's take a measurement so we can tell just how short we are.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, with it being that close, everybody feels a little better if you measure those, and it definitely calms down coaches.
Now, here's something I don't agree with. The official, now you got it right. Go back and put that clip at the 50-yard line. then bring him out. Looked like he was going to take the clip earlier, but he's got it straight. They'll spot it down. They'll stretch that chain. And as they do, it's going to come up just about 6 inches short. So it was close enough. It deserved a measurement.
You know, from a coaching standpoint, I've been there before. A lot of times you want that measurement knowing you're not going to get it. But Coach Keith just bought himself about three or four extra minutes to really make sure of calling the right play.
And it also gives that offensive line an opportunity to regroup a little bit. And we'll see with the ball at the 42-yard line. Paisaw Birds with a fourth and less than one. They'll go into the pistol formation. They'll give the ball off to Smith. And Blake Rutherford is there to stop him before he ever got to the line of scrimmage. And so the Bulldogs defense stands tall. The Paisaw Birds will give it up on downs. And Staunton will take over with good field position once again. It'll be first and 10 Bulldogs. It'll be from their own 46-yard line.
Gary, I think it's worth noting, there is, with this weather that we're having, there's a considerable wind blowing from our left to right that Staunton is heading into right now, probably why they've run the ball so much. But in 4 minutes, they're going to get the wind at their back, and I think we're probably going to see Griffin Bianco at his best.
4:06 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0, Staunton with the lead and the ball. Bianco's going to go to the air. He'll throw into the wind, find a receiver, Tyler Grandadier, out there on the right side. He'll move up for about 5 yards as he gets near the midfield stripe to about the 49. We'll call it 2nd and 5.
Tyler Grandadier being his favorite receiver, you know, finally making a hookup with him. I bet Tyler's starting to get a little bit nervous. He's gone almost a full quarter without the ball being thrown at him. And I don't know if that happens very often.
Well, they got three receivers over here to the near side. Trips over here, single wide receiver to the other side.
Yeah.
They'll hand the ball off, give it to Grandadier, and he's going to be stopped short as he tried to turn the corner, and Sam Wolf, the 5'11", 185-pound sophomore for Southwestern, comes up with a stop at the 47. Going to be a loss on the play of a couple. Going to bring up third and about 7.
Yeah, clearly the Paisaw Birds are very aware of where 21 is at all times. I think that's probably why Drew Mullinex has been, why Griffin Bianco has been open to run a few times, but really been, they've got his number right now.
Well, we had a couple of guys jump, one from each side, but the offensive lineman is going to get called for it. Isn't that always seem to be the case?
Always seems to be the case. I was picking on those guys. Why is that?
Back to the 42, they'll take it, and that'll bring up a 3rd and 12. And I think the Bulldogs are still satisfied with the play that was called. They'll go ahead and run it again. Two wides to the left, two wides to the right. Mullinex in the backfield. He'll help with the blocking. Now they'll set up that screen. Mullinex will now slide out there and make the catch. He'll go down the sideline. He'll zig back in. No! They're going to say he was out of bounds as he made the juke step to get back inside. His left foot just barely hit the sideline right about at the Southwestern 40-yard line, or he could have had even bigger yardage out of it. However, on the far side of the field, laundry on the field. Who will that go against?
Keeping the box in place. Griffin's over checking it out, seeing...
Well, you knew something was up because Mullinex.
Sideline.
Mullinex just kind of chip blocked on that guy coming in. And you knew if he's blocking for his quarterback for real, he's not going to let that guy get in there. And he slid out and made the catch on the screen pass. Well executed by the Bulldogs. They'll get another first down. They'll move the ball down to the 40-yard line. And the Southwestern sideline's going to pick up a penalty. Well, I guess that's more than just sideline warning then. He'll mark it all the way down to the 25. So the Paisaw Birds making some mental mistakes and costing themselves here with 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Staunton leading 6-0. They'll have the ball first and 10 on the Southwestern 25-yard line. That was 15 easy yards there. Now Bianco sitting back there with Mullinex beside him. Drew's saying, you going to let me carry it this time? Bianco looks over at the sideline to get the play call. Now they'll mark the ball ready for play, and the Bulldogs are all set. Two wide left, two wide right. Another penalty flag going to be thrown. Did the Paisaw Birds get into the neutral zone? I believe they did. Looks like it might have been. It might have been Trevor Smith over here at the defensive end. Five more easy yards for the Bulldogs. They moved the ball basically from their own 44 all the way down to the 20-yard line of the Paisaw Birds. First and five. Toss it out in the flat, and it'll be incomplete pass intended out there for Cody Castaldi. In Indian ball, if he catches it on one hop, it's 75 points, but that doesn't count here.
And Castaldi being heads up, it was clearly a forward pass, but took the skip and took off running with it, hoping that maybe they'd get away with something there with it, because if it is a lateral, then that ball can't bounce. But he was about a yard up, and clearly it was a clearly
forward
pass. It caused
the official to get to his whistle. They weren't too fast on the whistle, and Castaldi said, why not? He'll sit over there in the slot, and this time they'll give the ball off to Molinix, and he'll go up the middle, and he'll get close to a first down as he's going to be down to about the 16-yard line. Needed five. Looks like he picked up four. Should bring up a third and one. Molinix doing some nice dancing through the middle there, though. As we said, it's Bianco at quarterback, Drew Molinix at running back. Devin Ray gets some time in there. Ryan Best sometimes as well. Tyler Grandadier, Kyle Favor, Cody Castaldi, and Lucas Severs. Those are the wide receivers for the Bulldogs. We'll take a look at that front five after this play. The keeper by Bianco, and he's going to head off of the left side, and he'll get the ball down inside the 20-yard line to about the 12-yard line. And so the Bulldogs leading 6-0, they're knock, knock, knocking on the door in the red zone once again.
That's the Severs Equipment red zone, powered by Severs Equipment. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. SeversEquipment.com.
Three wide receivers over to the far side. Bianco's going to drop back, and the whistles are going to be blown, and flags will fly, and we're going to have a procedure call against the Bulldogs. That'll take them back to the 17 and make it a first and 15. We were talking about that offensive line for the Bulldogs. Who's up front tonight?
Up front, we got David DeWeese, 6'1", 220-pound senior. Daniel Jordan, a 6'1", 210 senior. Nicholas Barcani, a 6'1", 230-pound senior. Robert Buffington, 6'2", 270-pound junior. And Brian Parker, a 6'2", 240-pound senior.
As we said, there's some pretty good-sized boys there. The Paisaw Birds have a little bit more beef even on the other side, but the Bulldogs getting the best of them here in the early going. This time, Kyle Favor going to get the call, and he'll go on the jet sweep down to about the 10-yard line. He's going to pick up about six or seven as coming up with a stop for the Paisaw Birds. I believe over there was Tyson Ertle. They'll spot the ball down at about the, what do they got, 8-9-yard line? Let's call it just inside the 10. We'll bring up a second and still about eight. From the 10-yard line. Run off of the right tackle do the Bulldogs as going to get the ball down to about the 5-yard line. Picked up five, so it's going to be third and short. Let's call it third and a long two or a short three. As now, of course, they're in four down territory. Problem is they're maybe running out of time in the first quarter. Will the Bulldogs score at this end, or will they wait and head down to the other end? 35 seconds to go. They mark the ball ready for play. Bianco with a back on each side of him. He'll give the ball off to Molinix, and the Molinix will get inside the five. And that's about all the further he's going to go. It's like Jacob Belito and Hayden Trim coming up on the stops for the Paisaw Birds. Going to bring up a fourth and one. They'll mark the ball ready with about 16 seconds to go. Ball sitting on about the 5-yard line. Just inside. Maybe we'll call it the four. Will the Bulldogs score at the north end, or will they try to wait and see if they can score at the south end? They're going to let the clock run out after the first quarter of play here at Staunton High School. It is the Staunton Bulldogs 6, Southwestern Paisaw Birds nothing. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. About ready to begin. The Staunton Bulldogs threatening as they're inside the 5-yard line. It'll be a fourth and one for the Bulldogs as the ball is on the 4-yard line. So they can get a first down without a touchdown. They will have a hard count, and the Paisaw Birds will step off. And if they come over the neutral zone, it'll be off sides on the defense, and that'll be half the distance to the goal. And so that will be a first and goal now for the Bulldogs as they'll mark off two of those 4 yards. And Paisaw Birds, once again, shooting themselves in the foot with mistakes.
Yeah, just the game's just very sloppy. And Staunton's had their times also where just a little careless and not, I don't want to say not paying attention, but just not watching the ball.
From the two, Bulldogs with a first and goal now from the two. So they've got 4 shots as Bianco will sit back there with one back behind him. He'll give the ball to Mullenix. Mullenix is going to be stood up, and I'm not sure he's going to get there as the Paisaw Birds did a good job of shutting that one down. Looked like number 25, Jared Dunnigan, come up with a stop right about at the line of scrimmage. So we're going to spot that ball still at about the 2-yard line. It'll be second and goal for SHS against SWHS.
And Dunnigan led that tackle, but there was just a whole flock of birds right there making sure he didn't get in.
Ryan Best comes into the ball game for the red and the white. Mullenix sits behind Bianco. Bad snap. Bianco picks it up. He's trying to run to the outside. Paisaw Birds pursuing. They're going to bring him down way outside the 10-yard line there. That's a situation, if he could have, he'd have been better off just to get rid of it.
Right, and I wasn't paying attention enough to know, did we have linemen heading upfield blocking?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think we did. I don't think he did either.
So now from the, what is the 14-yard line?
I believe so.
12-yard line?
12-yard line, 12.
Bianco's going to roll out, can't find a receiver, so he's going to cut back to the inside. He'll jerk himself one way and then swing the other way. 3 Paisaw Birds are down as he was in the grass, but he simply jerked his way free from the defender, and Bianco comes up with a touchdown from 3 yards out, or 13 yards out.
Picked up that minus 10 that he lost on the play before. Yeah, plus a couple of bucks. And Griffin Bianco making up the difference and putting it in for the touchdown. As many times as I've seen Griffin Bianco in the last couple of years, I've never ceased to amaze me what a talented athlete he is.
This time the kick is up by Kinder. It's high, it's long, and it's good. And the Bulldogs have increased their lead to 13-0 over Southwestern. Back to the Staunton kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Point after tip was good on the second one. And so it's 13-0 Staunton Bulldogs as they kick off. And for the Paisaw Birds, going to be a nice return there. And that looks like Blake Funk once again being driven out of bounds, but not until he gets out over the 40-yard line. So Bianco with 2 touchdowns gives the Bulldogs a 13-0 lead here as we're just underway in the second quarter.
Blake Funk's going to pick up an extra 15 yards in that because heading out of bounds, the tackler rode him way past the boundary line out, and they flagged that. So he's going to pick up an extra 15 on that play.
Are you saying that he ended up in lane 4 of the track?
Well, it wasn't quite lane 4. He might have been lane 2, but Coach Keith got out of the way, I'll tell you that.
It showed how quick he still is. Wow, that's going to bring it all the way down to the 45-yard line of Staunton. So the Paisaw Birds trailing by 13 get by far and away their best field position of the night as they will start this scrimmage from the Bulldog 45. Southwestern heading north and into that wind here in the second quarter. Going to be a quarterback keeper is Dylan Grizzle.
I don't think the Grizzle was split out on that one. More of a wildcat. Hard to say who.
I was going to say, I didn't think that was Grizzle carry it.
Hard to say who they had.
Goes down
numbers.
To about the 43, so a gain of 2. We'll call it 2nd and 8.
I believe.
Once again, thank you for the white jerseys and the yellow numbers.
I want to say it was number 81. Is it possible? that was Trevor Smith taking that direct snap?
Could very well have been.
A running play? Yes, that is Trevor.
And this time he's going to fumble that snap, and he's going to be driven all the way back by a host of Bulldogs back to about the 50-yard line, so it's going to be a loss of 7. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 15. I saw Birds have...
And with that, Dylan Grizzle is making his return to the field. I thought earlier he was split outside, but he was on the sideline. I don't know, perhaps attending to a medical issue or something like that. I didn't notice anything that happened to him, but Dylan Grizzle is back in the game now, though.
He's going to have two backs sitting behind him. He bumps into one of them, then throws the pass, and it's going to be picked off at the 32-yard line. Doing the honors there was Tyler Grandadier. He's still heading down the sideline. One guy to beat, that's a lineman. Flag thrown down at about the 30-yard line. But Grandadier took that INT on the 33-yard line, and he brings it all the way back inside the 20. What a play there by Tyler Grandadier.
And, Gary, I think what they're going to call here, they're going to call sideline. I think perhaps sideline interfered. It's not going to negate the interception. Sutton's still going to have the ball, but.
This is going to be a personal foul.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Sideline. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought the sideline official got tangled up a little bit as he's running down the side. You know, an interception coming to your sidelines? Easy to get excited.
Yeah, so but if you're an official, that's one thing you're not looking for. No. Somebody coming off the sideline getting in your way, that could cause a serious injury.
Yeah, and that's this official on our sideline, it doesn't strike me as being a man with a sense of humor. So
very businesslike.
Just being observant.
Okay.
And I don't think he appreciated bumping into people running down the sideline.
Well,
who's the get back coach?
Penalty is good. Yes. The penalty is going to take him back to the 32 of Southwestern. Still outstanding field position for the Bulldogs, thanks to Tyler Grandadier and his interception. So basically, he gets the ball from the 30 to the 30. Now, they'll run the option to Mullenix. Nice pitch. Mullenix is upended over there on the far side.
Trevor Smith on the tackle. Coming to make it out. And really, an open field on Drew Mullenix is very difficult to do, and he really squared him up. And even though it was a 7-yard gain, probably saved a touchdown there.
Gets the ball down to the Southwestern 25-yard line. Brings up a 2nd and 3, as you said. And now Bianco with a back on each side of him. He'll give the ball off this time. And that was Devin Ray coming up with the run. And Jared Dunnigan comes up with a tackle. Down at about the 21. I would think that would have been a first down. Yes, now they'll move the chains. And they'll go 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs and spot the ball at the 21-yard line of the Piesaw Birds. So Staunton leading here 13-0, and they're on the move seeing if they can't get some more. Bianco checking his wrist to get the play call. He has Tyler Grandadier over here by himself. He's going to throw deep to the corner to Grandadier, and it's going to go over and out of bounds, incomplete, 2nd and 10. The Gator had the best chance of catching that one.
Pretty good tailwind behind Bianco, and he let that one fly.
Well, he had the right idea. He wanted to throw early, throw long, and let his receiver run under it. He just ran out of room. Brings up a 2nd and 10, 8:07 to go till halftime, 13-0, Staunton with the lead, Staunton with the ball. Grandadier checking to see how am I supposed to run my route this time. Trips over to the left side as they'll run the option again. This time it'll be Bianco keeping it as he'll cut back into the middle and he'll get down inside the 15-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it right about at the 15. So he picked up about 6, and that'll bring up a 3rd and 4. And once again, those Staunton Bulldogs, they're inside that 20-yard line. You know what that means?
That means the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Mow like a pro with Exmark. Score big at Seavers. Seaversequipment.com.
3rd and 4 from the 15 for the Bulldogs, who lead 13-0. They'll swing the pass out. Oh, nice catch out here in the open as that pass was looked right in by Cody Castaldi. That's a difficult pass because you're running the out pattern. You're looking over your outside shoulder, and he kept his hands up, caught it with those fingers, took it around the corner, got awfully close to the goal line. Let's take him down to the one and call it first and goal for the Bulldogs. Nice throw, better catch.
It was Jared Dunnigan from the Birds making the touchdown-saving tackle. But starting with four plays from the one. I like those odds.
Yeah. Mullenix says, just let me have it first, will you please? They'll set a tight slot behind the tackle. Mullenix will come over and find him. He'll fire into the end zone. And finally, somebody not named Griffin Bianco's getting the end zone as Mullenix comes up with the touchdown. Drew Mullenix with the touchdown for the Bulldogs. It comes at 7:05 to go here in the second quarter and extends that Staunton lead now to 19-0. Kinder seeing if he can get the 20th point.
Griffin Bianco really likes his backfield mate. He handed off the ball, put the number one up. He knew Drew was in.
Confidence deluxe. Kinder confident with that point after as it's good. And that makes our scoreboard read Staunton 20, Southwestern nothing. Back with the Bulldog kickoff after these messages on WSMI. They use a little offside squib kick. It goes down to about the 41-yard line. The Piesaw Birds are able to drop on it, recover. So trailing now 20-0, Southwestern will have decent field position.
That was sophomore Colin Campbell, a 5'10", 185 up man, that really did a great job of pulling in that onside kick. Hang on to the ball with good field position for the Birds.
Now the situation is, can the Piesaw Birds mount an offense? As they will run the draw play, and Smith has it stripped from him. He goes back and gets it. And then he turns his legs and gets back out to near the original line of scrimmage. Was that Blake Rutherford comes up with a tackle. That was kind of like a bulldogged him out of bounds finally. But what looked like it was going to be a total disaster becomes a loss of two as Smith had the ball stripped, but he gets the ball back.
No doubt Bobby Smith made the best of a really bad situation there. Southwestern, who's had really very good field position all night long, but miscues like that is what seems to keep them from getting any momentum going.
Sputtering, they can't get the hitting on all four cylinders. Now a high pass, once again, is incomplete. That was Trevor Seitz, the intended receiver. I think that's the second or third time tonight that they have overthrown him, and that was a short pass. So from the 44, it'll bring up a third and 12 for the Piesaw Birds. Incomplete pass stops the clock at 6:51 to go here in the first half. And this first half has been pretty much all Bulldogs as they lead 20-0. Piesaw Birds looking for a third and long play with two wide receivers to each side. Now they'll send the man in motion and put three wide receivers over to this side. And I believe that Coach Keith doesn't like what he saw, so he'll call a timeout. 6:51 to go till halftime. Staunton 20, Southwestern nothing. Back after these messages on WSMI. Central Conference tonight, as we expected, some of them not very close, some of them very close. And if you want to get all the scores, Spotlight on Sports will give you those scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. And then 9:03 on FM 106. It'll be Sports Saturday coming your way. Third and 12, Grizzle in trouble in the backfield. He's going to be spun around and brought down. Good defensive effort there by Hayden Zumwalt. And there makes the stop. And the Piesaw Birds are going to have to punt as they were heading the wrong direction on that possession. Started on their own 46, ended up on their own 39.
Cody Castaldi's dropped back to receive the punt, and I tell you what, he is just lightning in a bottle. He's on the sideline, on the game. He is energy personified.
Tell you what, there is a bit of a breeze coming out of the north, but I've been impressed with both of these punters and how well they've been able to kick into that breeze. No run back on that one as the Paisa Birds had good coverage. And so Staunton leading 20 to nothing with 6:07 to go to half. They'll scrimmage and start from their own 26. It will be Tyler Grandidier over here on the near side. Looks like he's got, I believe that's Castaldi with him. So a pair of seniors on the near side. We got two over on the far side. Seavers and Favor over there.
This team really just senior laden. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what the Bulldogs' direction, which direction they go next year.
They'll send a man in motion. He's not going to get the ball. They're going to go deep to Castaldi if he catches it. Oh, he had to extend. He was free and easy to the end zone, but the pass slightly overthrown. Castaldi, however, made one of the most picturesque catches you could ever ask for as he laid out, got the ball on the fingertips. As he crashed to the ground, he maintained control. What an impressive catch.
Yeah, it really was. And like you said, he was 10 yards beyond two defenders. So if Castaldi can catch that ball on his feet, he's in the end zone. But what a dynamic catch he made.
If it had been NBA, he could have gotten up and still probably run for a touchdown. Mullenix now is going to get the carry. He'll get the ball down inside the 40, down to about the 37. So it's going to be a gain of about another six, call it second and four. After a big pass play, they come back to Mr. Bread and Butter, and Mullenix comes up with a nice run. Call it a gain of five, maybe six, second and a long four, a short five. Bulldogs chewed up that real estate quickly. They started on their own 26. They're in Paisaw Bird territory. They'll run the reverse option this way. It'll be a pitch to Kyle Favor. He avoids the first tackler. Now the second tackler. Now he cuts back to the inside, simply riddling the Paisaw Bird defense, and he's in for the touchdown. Kyle Favor doing the trick. Well, we talked about the great catch that we had just a moment ago by Castaldi. That was a great run in itself.
What I always measure great receivers by is not necessarily how well they catch the ball, but what they do without the ball. Tyler Grandidier threw an outstanding block that sprung that play.
And that's what you talked about, a senior-laden team. They played together as a team, and the teamwork paid off there. A 37-yard touchdown run for Kyle Favor. Point after attempt is good, and the Bulldog lead is 27 to nothing over Southwestern. Still 5:03 to go till halftime. The Paisaw Birds are looking for their first score. The Bulldogs are finding scores all over the place tonight. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. On the run back, the Paisaw Birds once again get some outstanding field position. Was that Funk again on the run back?
No, actually that was one of the up guys. That was Zach Wolf.
Okay.
A senior receiver, really with an outstanding return.
Zach Wolf gives the Paisaw Birds a glimmer of hope by at least giving them some good field position. They'll start in Staunton territory from the Staunton 48-yard line, trailing here 27 to nothing.
Again, really good field position by the Birds, but we're just waiting to see that offensive line take over and take advantage.
Well, the Paisaw Birds will try the jet sweep, being upended over on the far side. And that was an outstanding play there by Devin Ray as he brought down, was that Paulie Garrett on the carry?
Paulie Garrett on the carry.
Takes the ball to the 43, so pick up of about four or five. We'll call it second and a long five, maybe six. The yardage has been difficult for the Paisaw Birds. And then the ability to play air-free hasn't worked too well. Bobby Smith on the counter gets the ball and gets it down to about the 40-yard line. It looked like coming up there on a stop, Ryan Best was in there. That's going to bring up a third and a couple with the ball resting on the 40-yard line. Third and two for the Paisaw Birds from the Staunton 40.
4:22 to go. It's pretty critical they get a first down here and try to get in going into the halftime.
Well, that's one thing the Paisaw Birds have not been able to do is put together a a series of first downs, and I'm not sure they're going to do it there.
Really a great effort by Dylan Grizzle. But I think he's going to be about a yard short here.
Looks like they're going to mark it at the 39. Yeah, and the chains are right over there, so there was no doubt about it. It's going to be a fourth and one for the Paisaw Birds. Clock running with 3:45 to go till halftime. 27-0 is the Staunton lead. Paisaw Birds will have nobody in the backfield. And I don't believe they're going to get the first down, as it looked like Rutherford and Barakani were over there to make the stop in the backfield at the 40-yard line. So the Paisaw Birds, once again, going to give the ball up on downs. And the Bulldogs are going to have it on their own 40-yard line, leading already here 27-0. And they've got 3:25 to go to see if they can put some more points on the board here at Staunton tonight.
I think we're about to see how explosive this offense is.
They got three wide receivers over here to the near side, one back in the backfield. He'll stay in to help block. They'll hit Castaldi, and Castaldi just ran that post pattern as he makes the catch across the middle, then veers back to the outside. He gets all the way down to the 25-yard line. So a gain of 35 yards and another first and 10. Castaldi, once again, just shredding the Paisaw Bird defense.
It was interesting. They had two receivers. Castaldi and Grenadier, I think, were running a double post, but, boy, they were close.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was a double post or if it was the wheel, but he hit the inside guy in any event. And as you said, they were in the same neighborhood, but Castaldi said, don't worry about it, I got it. Now Bianco's going to try to keep it himself, and he's not going to get very far. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it. Looks like Jared Dunnigan, one of them in there on the tackle for the Paisaw Birds, as well as Hayden Trim and Jacob Belito. Let's call it second and still 10 from the 25. For the Bulldogs, as we head down to the final 2.5 minutes. Oop, Bianco fumbles the snap, then he's able to pick it up. And a good job there as he was running for his life. He was able to throw the ball out of bounds and avoid what could have been a loss of about 7 or 8 yards. Good heads-up play there brings up 3rd and 10.
Really was, and what was impressive about that is I think Griffin got his eyes down the field just to make sure he had a receiver there, not to cost the team a penalty. It was really showed how many snaps he's taken a quarterback in the presence of mind, even panicking after dropping the ball, to make sure that he didn't pick up a penalty.
And so that'll bring up a 3rd and 10, and now they're going to pick up 5 free ones as the Paisaw Birds are going to bite on the hard count. And that'll take the ball down inside the 20-yard line, down to the 19, then bring up a 3rd and 5.
That takes us into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment, SeaversEquipment.com.
So marking the ball on the 20-yard line now, it'll be a 3rd and 5. They'll wind that clock up. No, after the penalty, they'll hold it at 2:28. And the Bulldogs will have two wide receivers on each side. Castaldi's over here along with Grandadier on the near side. Now they'll send Castaldi in motion, give the ball off to Mullenix. Mullenix is going to be hog-tied and brought down at about the 16. Nice gain on the play of 4, going to bring up a 4th and 1. And Wolf in on the tackle, Sam Wolf in on the tackle for the Paisaw Birds. 4th and 1. If I got Mullenix in the backfield, who do I go to? Probably the air.
I like these receivers.
4th and 1, we go inside 2 minutes. Mullenix says, but I can get you the first down. And he will. He'll get him not only the first down, he'll get him the touchdown as Mullenix just simply goes right through the middle of the Paisaw Bird defense. And Drew Mullenix, for the second time tonight, finds pay dirt. This one he takes in from 16 yards out. And just like that, it is 33-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. And I told you, if I got Mullenix in the backfield, he's my first choice.
Oh, mine too. And again, how explosive this offense is, where there was not a lot of panic or stress on the sideline. They knew that, you know, coming 55 yards in 4.5 minutes was about 2.5 minutes more than they needed.
And the point after attempt is up, high, long, and good. Kinder, after missing his first extra point, has now converted 4 in a row and makes it 34-0 in favor of the Staunton Bulldogs over the Piesaw Birds. Back with the Bulldog kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Devin Ray will kick off for the Bulldogs. A low line drive kick. It'll go out of bounds at about the 23-yard line. The flag comes up late. The Piesaw Birds will take over on their own 35 with 1:48 to go, trailing now 34-0. And I think most people probably thought this would be a little bit closer game than it has been thus far.
I was one of those people. I liked the size. I liked the tenacious nature that Southwestern played with. But I tell you what, they've just been steamrolled by the offense of the Bulldogs. And I'm not going to pretend the penalties has not gotten in the way of success.
When you have the other team playing their A game and you're making mistakes and not playing your A game, as we said, we were both very impressed when we saw Staunton in the first week, but playing against an overmatched Litchfield team, we weren't sure how good they were. But I think they're showing tonight they have a lot of weapons in that arsenal. Piesaw Birds will see if they can't get a score on the board before halftime. Bobby Smith going to get the call. He'll get the ball out to about the 37, 38-yard line maybe. He'll pick up, let's give him to the 39, and let's give him a gain of 4. Let's call it 2nd and 6. 90 seconds to go till halftime. Piesaw Birds with a 2nd and 6 from their own 34-yard line, or 39-yard line, excuse me. From the 39, Piesaw Birds will send 2 wide receivers left, 2 wide receivers right. Grizzle going to look for receiver. He finds the short receiver, makes the catch. And one guy deep, one guy shallow, hit the shallow receiver, got the first down, and that was number 20, Paulie Garrett, on the reception. Give him a first down. That'll stop the clock while they move the chains. Ball's all the way out to the 47-yard line of Southwestern. Now they'll wind the clock up. We go into the final minute. Piesaw Birds see if they can cross over into Bulldog territory and maybe pick up a score here in the final minute of the first half. Grizzle going to drop back. He's going to be pressured. Coming in quickly was Colin McBride. He had one blocker who thought he had a bead on him. McBride simply sidestepped him, got hold of the jersey, and was able to get the stop on Grizzle back at the 42-yard line. Loss of 5 makes it 2nd and 15. Got a timeout, right?
Got a timeout, but I tell you, credit on that sack partially goes to Dave Deweese, who really pressured Grizzle to step into that pocket where that tackle could be made. So I'm a big fan of Dave Deweese, and we've not called his name a lot tonight, though, whether it be running away from him or blocked well, but Deweese really helped create that sack.
He has been in on a few tackles, but one thing we do have to make sure our listeners know, we'll get the ball to start the second half, and they'll run the ball back out to about the 28-yard line. And going to be brought down there. Jared Dunnigan in on the tackle. And so the Bulldogs with the lead and the ball and a running clock here in the second quarter, Dan.
Jared Rittenauer had the return. That's a new name we haven't called all game. Did a nice job hauling the ball in and taking care of it, getting up almost to the 30.
I think we may see a few different names here in the second half. As the Bulldogs will start by giving it off to Mullenix, and he's going to go over on the right side, and he's not going to get much yardage there as the Piesaw Birds are going to jam that one up pretty well. One of the last one up from the tackle. Look like Hayden Trim and Jacob Belito.
Looks like most of the usual characters out there for the Bulldogs right now, but I got a feeling Coach Ferguson's going to start rolling some kids in here pretty quick.
2nd and 10. They'll go toss sweep to Mullenix. He'll find an opening to the outside, but it's going to be shut down very quickly as he gets out over the 30. Piesaw Birds did a good job of containing that. Mullenix is brought down for a short gain. Let's call it 3rd and 8 with the ball standing on about the 26-yard line. Or excuse me, the 31-yard line. of Staunton. Already down to 10:20 to go here in the third quarter. 41-0 is our score. Staunton has dominated the first half and look to see if they can't control the clock and pick up win number two here in the second half. We're going to throw outside and low to Kyle Favor. It'll be an incomplete pass. Bulldogs looking for a penalty, but none was forthcoming. So this is something that we haven't seen the Bulldogs do hardly at all tonight. Punt.
Trevor Smith was on pretty tight coverage there on that play. Really good position. Good wrong arm technique. Drew Mullinex doing a good, Griffin Bianco doing a good job just getting rid of the ball and taking care of it.
And Paulie Garrett back for the Paisel Birds on about his own 30-yard line. As the punt is going to be a spiraling kick. Catch is made.
Whoa.
Catch is made in the whistle.
Not in high school, pal.
Whistle wasn't blown. Well, he said, if you're not going to blow the whistle, I'm going to keep on running.
Well, and that's true. And that's true.
Garrett kept on running, but now the official says, no. We'll spot the ball at the 33-yard line. So the Paisel Birds trailing 41-0 will bring their offense out on the field.
You know, I commented earlier about both teams' punters. Really doing Devin Ray right there, kicking that ball into a pretty good breeze.
Yeah, it really doesn't seem like it's affected either the punts or the passes that much tonight. Credit the quarterbacks and the punters for doing a good job indeed. Paisel Birds with a 1st and 10. They're going to hand the ball off.
Southwestern has started again in their wildcat package with Trevor Smith at quarterback.
Trying to find out who that was on the carry there. Was that Dunnigan?
Yes.
Jared Dunnigan, the 5'11", 195-pound senior, on a carry for a gain of a couple, make it 2nd and 8. When I win the lottery, there will be no light-colored shirts, light numbers in the South Central Conference. I'm just saying. Oh, what an outstanding defensive effort there.
Ryan Best.
By Ryan Best. Yes. There was no way that Funk was going to be able to turn the corner as Best brings him down all the way back at the 31 for a loss of 4. Going to bring up a 3rd and 12. You talk about a guy who was determined he was going to get in the backfield and get the stop. That was Ryan Best there.
Hard to say if that was a stunt where Best was blitzing up through there or he was just reading that jet motion, but, boy, he was in the backfield.
You're coming my way, I'll meet you at the pass.
Yeah, wanting to take the handoff.
3rd and 12, Paisel Birds will put Trips over to the left side. They'll try to throw. Mullenix almost had the interception. It went in and out of his hands, and it'll be punting time for the Paisel Birds from the 31. Once again, Southwestern having trouble generating any type of offense here this evening against this Staunton defense. You know, we talk about the Paisel Birds not being able to convert the first downs, but perhaps we should look over on the other side of the ball. The Bulldog defense doing a pretty good job.
Really do, and just a nice combination of size, speed, length. Really, they have Coach Redfern's done a nice job of having his personnel in the right positions, making plays. Just really good defense.
Low snap. Oh, he could have gotten it off. Instead, he's going to decide to run it, and he's going to come up short as the punter got the ball and had the opportunity to still get the kick off. Instead, he'll try to run it, come up short. On the run, so the Bulldogs leading 41-0. They're going to get the ball, and they'll scrimmage from the Southwestern 36-yard line. Another short field for the red and the white. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. One in the backfield, motion man. That's Castaldi. He's going to get the handoff. He's going to try to turn the corner. Paisel Bird's going to stop him and sling him to the ground. For little or no gain. Number 12, Tyson Ertle, in there on a stop, as well as Trevor Smith for the green and gold. Give him a gain of 1. Mark the ball at about the 3rd and 35. Call it 2nd and 9 as we go inside the 6-minute mark of the third quarter. Rain starting to fall a little bit more steady right now. They'll fake that jet sweep and bring it back to Mullenix on the counter. Mullenix going to get the ball all the way down inside the 25 to about the 22. Needed 9, picked up 13. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Okay, now we're going to have the wind change direction a wee bit.
It's blowing in.
It's blowing in on the papers.
Luckily, it's not a real hard rain over here in Staunton.
Careful, careful what you ask. Trips to the right. Doubles to the left, throwing over the middle to Mullenix. Oh, right through his hands as it was just a little bit overthrown. That'll bring up a second and 10 for the Bulldogs from the 22. Clock continuing to run. As we said, we're in a running clock here in the second half. 41 to nothing as the Bulldogs score just before halftime to attain that 40-point advantage. And as a result, it'll be a running clock stopped only for scores and timeouts or injuries here in the second half. It's going to be a sweep to Kyle Favor. Favor's going to take the ball and cut back down to about the 15-yard line. So he's going to pick up about 6 or 7. Let's call it third and about 3. As Favor with a nice run there, went wide right, then cut back to the inside and picked up some good yardage.
That was form. Bobby Smith that just planted him. Nice form tackle on the play.
4 minutes and counting here in the third quarter. Bianco standing all by his lonesome out there, and he's going to run the quarterback keeper. He'll duck to the outside, and he's going to be brought down for little or no gain. Who was that Paisal bird over there? That would be Jared Dunnigan, who slung him to the ground right at the line of scrimmage. We'll mark it at the 15. It'll be a 4th and 3. Now, I don't know about you, but right now I might be inclined to let my kicker see what he could do for a field goal in case we might need him later in the year.
May not be a bad idea.
However, Mr. Bianco says, shut up, Mr. Announcer. I have another touchdown in me. Let's see what happens. He'll take a couple steps back, and then he'll keep it himself. Now he'll veer over to the right side. He's going to get inside the first down yardage, close to the goal line, and he said, we'll continue to let that clock run as it's down to the 3-minute mark and counting, and it'll be from the 3-yard line. It'll be a first and goal for the Bulldogs.
First and goal inside the 20. That's the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment. That's SeaversEquipment.com.
Looks like they're going to spot the ball on the 5 after all. In any event, first and goal. Bianco is going to hand the ball off to Mullenix, and I'll tell you what, you talk about a high-low hit. He was sandwiched pretty good there, and one of the Paisaw birds is going to be a little bit slow getting up. Not only did he hit Bianco, but his teammate hit him as they wrapped him up and put him to the ground. So because of an injury, we will stop the clock to tend to that, and as they take care of business on the field, we'll take care of business back at the studios. You're listening to WSMI.
Point one.
As you said, Dan, I don't like the looks of the way that play transpired.
No, it was just a big-time hit, but...
Legal hit, good hit,
oh,
solid
absolutely.
Hit.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, right.
But that's one of those you worry about when you get twisting and turning and somebody catches you in an odd direction.
Well, so Bobby, that's going to bring up right down and luckily up and off in his own power.
Second and goal, ball setting inside the 10-yard line, down about the 7 or the 8. Going to go inside, will the Bulldogs, and get it inside about the 5-yard line. Spot it there at the 5. It'll be a third and goal.
Devin Ray picking up a carry.
We had them 2 weeks ago, the Staunton Bulldogs, and Devin Ray snuck in on me 2 or 3 times. I didn't recognize it was him, and after he started running a few times, I recognized that style. Good, hard runner. Does an outstanding job. And with 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter, it's going to be a 4th down and 5, and they will try, Mr. Kinder. And from the right hash mark, the snap is back. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's line drive. And it's good. Kinder with the field goal. And that makes our score 44 to nothing in favor of the Bulldogs. We'll be back with the Staunton kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. got what I wanted, got to see Kinder kick a field goal, and he was successful on it. Now in the ensuing kickoff, he'll kick it out of bounds. And since it was not a live ball, we can't start the clock. But the Piesaw Birds, they're going to do something different here. They're not going to take the ball on the 35. They're going to take the ball where it went out of bounds, which was the 36.
That is an option, that they can take the ball as kicked. You normally don't see that because it's usually a little bit deeper in the field.
There was a
false
start.
Oh.
Okay, so they're going to give him five more yards and make it the 41. I'll let you explain that one. Or if you want, we can go on to the first play.
I just had an offsides on the kickoff team, so there's a dead ball foul, so offsides. Picked up another 5 yards on the play.
So double the Piesaw Birds will send three receivers over to the far side. They'll go with a toss sweep, and it's going to be fumbled. And it looked like, was that Funk on the play there? He was able to pick it up after fumbling it. And he'll end up losing a couple of yards. Let's give him a loss of maybe two. Let's call it second and 12. They'll move that ball back to about the 39. From the 39, that'll be the final play of the third quarter, I believe, as the clock is going to run down. And 40 seconds and counting. Piesaw Birds will get one more snap. They'll go to the air, and it's a completed pass. Going to get the ball out over the 40 to about the 43. Going to be a pickup of about four. That's going to bring up a third and eight. And 20 seconds still showing on that running clock here in the third quarter as the Bulldogs lead 44 to nothing.
Grizzle's pass was completed to Trevor Seitz on that play. It was a nice little play. Had an underneath blocker. Trevor Seitz looped around, caught the ball.
That's going to do it for the third quarter. The Birds are going to let this one run out. After three quarters of play here at Staunton High School, it is the Bulldogs 44 and the Birds nothing. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Well, fourth quarter action about to get underway. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to pick up their second win of the season. Dan, where do the Bulldogs go next week?
Bulldogs next week are going to travel to Hillsboro.
Are we going to travel with them?
We're going to travel with them.
All right.
We're going to have the delayed game again. It'll be the 9:15 start on the Bulldogs at the Toppers.
And for the Piesaw Birds, things don't get much easier, do they?
No, heading over to Greenville, who's always a tough out. So, yeah, they're going to have their hands full.
Number 7, Grizzle trying to toss one out here. Who's that intended receiver? Was that Garrett?
Yes. Yeah, Paula
it
Garrett.
Incomplete, so that's going to bring up a fourth down. Piesaw Birds are near midfield, about to 42-43, trailing 44 to nothing. May as well go for it here, wouldn't you say?
So the running clock at this point, they're near midfield.
Yep. Rain becoming a little bit more of a hazard now. Oh, what an outstanding catch there. Is that Seitz coming down with that catch?
Yes, again, Seitz.
Trevor Seitz went up and got that one, brought it down on about the 35. He runs it forward to about the 25. So the gamble paid off for the Piesaw Birds as they got the ball down to the Staunton 25-yard line thanks to the pass from Grizzle to Seitz for the pickup. From the 43 to the 25. That would be 32 yards on the completion. That'll help the stats for the Piesaw Birds. Grizzle now with wide receivers left and right. Only one back in the backfield with him. And that is Funk. And Funk's going to get the ball. He's going to dash around the right side. He's going to head all the way in to the end zone for the touchdown for the Piesaw Birds. 25-yard touchdown run for the Piesaw Birds, and it will go to Mr. Funk. Blake Funk, the freshman, is on the board for the Piesaw Birds.
He's an exciting young player. Very quick, very explosive.
Well, we have seen in watching Litchfield in week one how freshmen are coming of age, and I think Mr. Funk doing the same thing here as he picks up that time a 25-yard touchdown run, and the Paisaw Birds will go for two. They'll send the man in motion. Grizzle's going to keep the ball, and he's not going to make it. Point after attempt is no good. 44-6 is our score. Back with the Paisaw Bird kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Paisaw Birds have gotten some points on the board, and Staunton is going to let that one go, and now they're going to go over and retrieve it at about the 23-yard line. So from their own 23, leading now 44-6, the Staunton Bulldogs will send in some fresh bodies, and you're going to have to help me here.
We're going to look at the stat sheet, trying to see who. Colin McBride was taking some snaps on the sideline. Looks like he is going to come in and take over at quarterback.
Okay, McBride's at quarterback.
Flanked.
I saw.
Ooh.
Jason Ritter's in there as well. Going to be a handoff.
It's Kendall Boyd.
Kendall Boyd on the carry.
On the carry.
All right. Young man who's done a lot for the program. Going to get an opportunity to get some yards here. He's going to pick up, what, maybe 5-6 yards on that carry?
Kendall's dad, Jimmy, came up before the game and said hi for a minute. Old Litchfield name. And
Litchfield alum.
Yep, son's playing for the Staunton Bulldogs and had a nice carry.
And that's kind of difficult sometimes when you played for one South Central school and your son's playing at a different one, and you got, who am I kidding? You're rooting for whoever your son's playing for. That's
right.
All there is to it. Second and five.
Home is where your heart is, right?
Amen to that. Hand off, and they'll go right up the middle.
Number 34, Boyd again.
And this is Boyd once again getting the carry. He's going to pick up a couple more. Let's call it third and short. As the clock continuing to run, we're down inside. This is the 8-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
Just throwing some names out here. We got Zach Urey, split out wide here, a sophomore. Is it Sam Best in the slot?
Hand off to number 15. That's Bobby Dees. Seats in on the tackle for the Birds. Bring up a fourth and five.
Jared Redenauer and Cal McCullough are split on the other side. Now coming off for giving away for the punt team.
And so it'll be Devin Ray going to see if he can put a foot into it. Who we got back here for the Paisaw Birds?
That's nice. Zach Wolf.
Wolf going to take the ball to 35. He's going to, got him by the jersey and wouldn't let go. And Wolf gets slung to the ground, but he still picked up a few yards out to about the 42-yard line.
It looked like Wolf was going to spring free a little bit there, but Hayden Zumwalt got his hands on him and said, nope, I don't think we're going any farther.
Oh, for the old days of the rip-away jerseys.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an accordion there. He stretched out as far as the jersey would stretch, and that was it.
Well, you're dating yourself there, Coach. Tear-away jerseys.
In any event, the Bulldogs leading 44-6 with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go. We'll send the defense out, and they'll have some new youngsters. Joe Fisher's out there in the secondary on defense. Blake Mearsch is out there as well. Got a penalty. Well, we're counting heads here. Okay, are we playing 8-man football or 12-man football? Are we doing something wrong here? Going to back him up 5 yards to about the 36-37. That's going to bring up a first and 15. 12 men broke the huddle. First and 15, clock running, down to 5:30 we go. It'll be a toss sweep with some of the younger Paisaw Birds. Had the
Is
opportunity.
That Blake Funk again?
I believe that was Blake Funk. Had the opportunity Monday night to watch the Paisaw Birds play the Litchfield Purple Panthers in a JV game, and I'll tell you what, it's one of the better JV games I've seen. There was some popping going on that I could hear very plainly up in the press box. Let's just put it that way. Good hitting on both sides.
Well, we know Litchfield's situation over there, and a lot of those same kids were playing on Friday night, and getting an opportunity to play in JV games is just a great opportunity for those kids.
As long as you stay healthy, I say go for it, guys. They seemed like they were having a lot of fun. I heard many comments from Southwestern fans about not only how competitive those kids were, but what really good sports. They kept their heads up. They fought hard and walked off proud when the game was over.
Well, I'd say a lot of most of those kids went through our middle school health class, and they're a group of outstanding young men.
Brings up a third and five now for the Piesaw Birds. We're going to try to run the sweep out here to the near side. Man, a nice open field tackle there. Catch that number.
That's number two. That's Joe Fisher.
There you go.
5'6", 150, and that might be generous.
I'll tell you what, though.
Senior.
He was quick.
Oh, yeah.
He was quick coming out to the corner, and there was no doubt about it. When he wrapped that man up, he was going down. That's going to bring up a fourth. And still about 5 yards for the Piesaw Birds, with the ball resting on the 48-yard line of the Piesaw Birds. Down to 3:40 and counting here in the fourth quarter. 44-6 is the score. Man goes in motion. Whoops. Well, the Birds did to the Bulldogs what the Bulldogs had done to the Birds so many times in the first half. They drew him offside. It'll be awfully close to a first down. Let's see how he marks it. Yeah, he's going to say move the chains. Needed five, got five, the easy way, down to the 47-yard line of Staunton. It's a first and 10 for the Piesaw Birds as we head to the three-minute mark.
Time winding down. The green and gold have now passed midfield. I'd like to see a little more Blake Funk. I'm very intrigued by this young man. I know they're trying to score. They've got Trevor Smith in a quarterback, but I want to watch this Funk kid run.
It's going to be a toss sweep to the outside. Did you say you want to see that Funk kid run?
He's got a little bit of a funky style about him, doesn't he?
Down to about the 40-yard line. Going to be a gain of about 7. Going to be a second and 7 as we head down to the 2:30 mark. And the rain has let up just a bit. Most would say with the weather predictions we heard all week long, we're very fortunate to have gotten this game in tonight.
Yes, yes, very fortunate. And kids have played a little bit of a drizzle, but nothing's been
at all close to disrupting the game. The nice part is it has cooled things off a little bit. I got it. You take it. Quarterback didn't make the handoff, so he says, I'll take the job of running around corner, and he'll get the first down anyway. So the Piesaw Birds will get a first down on about the 36-yard line, seeing if they can't punch in a second score of the game. They had trouble scoring against Roxana in the first week. They had no trouble at all scoring against Litchfield in the second week. But tonight, touchdowns have been a premium for the green and gold. Three wide receivers over here to the near side. They'll do a toss sweep through the middle and off to the races. A Bulldog in pursuit and finally bringing the ball carrier down.
Running left side, number 4, Funk.
It was Bobby Dees. Bobby Dees, and he rode him for about 12 yards before he was able to gain some traction.
He didn't have a lasso. He
needed
a lasso.
Down.
Inside the final minute we go as the Piesaw Birds are inside the 20-yard line.
Inside the 20s, the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. SeaversEquipment.com.
And, of course, if you aren't listening live, you can listen to the podcast, and all of our games are podcast. You can go to WSMIRadio.com. And thanks to Network One Sports, you can pick those up anywhere in the world, as they say.
And Blake Mersch, 5'2", 110 pounds, out breaking that pass up.
So from the 16, it'll be a second and goal with 15 seconds to go. Paisaw Bird is going to see if they can get the ball to Funk, and Funk is going to be brought down way out here, and he's going to be a little bit slow getting up. And that's going to do it for this ball game, as our final score is going to be 44-6. Well, Griffin Bianco with a couple of touchdowns in the first quarter or first half. Mullenix with a couple of running touchdowns. Bianco with a toss to Grenadier for a touchdown. And basically it was all Bulldogs tonight. Kinder chipped in with a 15-yard field goal. Blake Funk got the Paisaw Birds on the board, but it was too little, too late. 44-6, Staunton with a victory. Final thoughts.
Well, we weren't sure week one exactly what Staunton had against Litchfield, but I think they showed that they have a very explosive offense. They can score from anywhere on the field with as much time as they need. Defensively, very stout, very quick. They took the ball away with Tyler Grenadier's interception. And so in the special teams, I'd say in all three phases, just an outstanding performance.
Well, we said at the beginning of the year the Staunton Ball Club was going to be a good one. They proved that tonight. We'll get a chance to see how much more they produce and then grow and improve next week as they will be taking on the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. But for here, from Staunton High School, one final time, our final score is Staunton 44, Southwestern 6. We want to thank all of our sponsors for making these high school games possible to bring to you on the airways. And, of course, thanks to Jen Graham, our producer, back at the studio for taking care of the dials and keeping us on the air. For Dan Newkirk, this is Jerry Boker, one final time. Final score, Staunton 44, Southwestern 6. So long from the gridiron.